Clemens joining us to kick things off. Looking forward to that. We'll be back in a few on, well, you know what, Heather, you do it. It's been a while.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Days after President Biden's visit to Israel, humanitarian aid could finally begin flowing into Gaza from Egypt, where tens of thousands of Palestinians are in need of food, water, and fuel. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited the border in Rafah today.
These trucks are not just trucks. They are a lifeline. They are the difference between life and death for so many people in Gaza.
Israel bombarded the Gaza Strip early this morning, hitting areas where Palestinians have been told to seek safety. And Israel's begun evacuating a town near the border with Lebanon, which could be caught in crossfire with jihadists. Correspondent Ian Lee is in Tel Aviv.
Hezbollah would make Gaza look like a sideshow. They have more sophisticated weapons, more missiles, more rockets. They have their battle hardened from fighting in Syria, so they are a real formidable foe. Mm-hmm. And that's what Israel is doing. They're preparing for that.
Last night, President Biden urged Congress to approve new aid for Israel and Ukraine, but it won't be possible until Republicans approve a new House Speaker. They'll hold a third vote today. Jim Jordan isn't giving up hope despite dwindling support.
There's been multiple rounds of votes for Speaker before. I just know that we need to get a Speaker as soon as possible so we can get to work for the American people.
If you go to the pharmacy today to look for cold medicine, you might not find what you're looking for.
CVS Health will no longer sell cold and cough medications containing phenylephrine. An FDA advisory committee recently concluded oral phenylephrine does little to relieve congestion. There are nearly $2 billion in annual sales in the U.S. for decongestants with the ingredient. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
When it comes to milk for toddlers, the American Academy of Pediatrics says you can't beat the real thing. The group has issued a warning. Powdered drink mixes promoted as toddler milks for kids up to three are unregulated, unnecessary, nutritionally incomplete, and filled with sugar and salt. Oscar-winning director Martin Scorsese is promoting his new movie, debuting today.
Move, said the great white father.
Killers of the Flower Moon with Robert De Niro and Leonardo DiCaprio tells the true story of the murders of members of the Osage Native American tribe in the early 1920s. Running time, 3 hours and 26 minutes. Scorsese explained to CBS Mornings.
In the case of length, we knew this would be a bigger picture. And I thought that we would take a chance. And why not give the respect to movies, cinema, whatever you want to call it, that you give to theater.
S&P futures down 14. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Klein Tools are new at Lowe's, pros. Lowe's knows you want top brands and quality products, and Klein Tools delivers. Right now, get the Klein 3-piece ModBox mobile workstation for $319.94 and the Klein 5-piece cushion grip screwdriver set for just $34.97, both exclusively at Lowe's. Shop the largest selection of Klein tools, the highest quality tool brand, at Lowe's. Because Lowe's knows tools, Lowe's knows pros.
Eva's wedding.
Nana's 80th.
My first interview.
Whenever I'm on the road, I wonder, where's everyone going? Every truck, bus, car, or bike, we all share the goal of going somewhere special beyond where we're driving to. So, let's work together to make sure we all get there safely. Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with highs around 59. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 43. Chance for scattered rain showers again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by my head of our head of production, Seth Habacker.
Good morning. Well, I can be your head of production, James, if you
want.
If
I ever do get anything going, I would use you. I would absolutely. We got fun things lined up for you this hour. Some entertainment news to kick things us get into in just a moment. We'll let you know what new on your playlist, what's new music coming out, some new movies in the theaters. We'll get into that. We also got some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day. And we like to kick our 9 o'clock hour off on the Fridays here with our good friend Mike Clemens. Let's go ahead and dive into this. Talking sports with Mike Clemens. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing, Mike?
You been to Denver before?
I had a layover in Denver once, and that was about it. Otherwise, I've always wanted to. Is that where you're at right now, Mike?
No, we leave tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, okay.
We have a Sunday game with the Packers against the Broncos, and I guess the only time I've actually been there is to cover Packer games out there. I've got a buddy, a close buddy from college days. He's lived out there for several years, and I remember the last time we were there, day before the game, I like to go to the stadium, just sort of check out things, logistics, that kind of thing before, you know, game day. And then he said, you want to see Red Rocks? I go, oh, yeah. Loved it. You know, I remember Jackson Browne recording some albums there, and that kind of stuff back in the day. So we go up there, and back then, I thought, I hope you can still do it. You can just sort of, it's like a public ground. You walk in the front row, and then you know, do you take it to the back row? You walk up the steps to the very last row to see the, you know, incredible view of this Red Rock stage and everything. And I get to the top and I'm thinking, man, I'm out of shape. He said, that's the Mile High, man. Thinner here. Now, the football players, you know, and their coaches are like, you know, LaFleur's like, you know, I've only coached one game there. But, you know, it's kind of a mindset. He asked Rich Bisaccia, because he worked with the Raiders all those years, he had to go over there twice a year. He says, you know, it's not so, with these athletes, it's not so much the thin air, it's the winds at Mile High that he's concerned about with his kicks. But, you know, obviously that's been a story heading into this week's game.
Yeah, Mike, I'm hearing a lot of reporting on this one, and it sounds like from a lot of the state reporting about the Packers, this feels like a get-right game for them. I'm wondering if in Denver the sports or, you know, talk radio there aren't talking the same thing with the Green Bay game in some ways, that this might be a chance for them to get into the win column. You've got two teams that are struggling right now, but both, I think, have some reasons to be hopeful. A little bit more in Green Bay, I would say, but what are you looking at with this game?
Oh, we lost
Mike.
We lost him.
Mike, you there?
Yeah.
I thought for a second I stumped you. I can't stump Mike. No stumping Mike. There's no.
The line dropped off. What was the question?
I was just curious. Looking at this game, you've got two teams that are struggling. What stands out to you about this game?
You know, I listened in on the Broncos press conferences yesterday, and they're exasperated at 1-5, and I don't think they've got any answers. Their defense has actually showed up. I mean, they, you know, held the Chiefs last week to a respectable amount of points. It's their offense that continues to be a confused mess. I think they're 6-17 since Russell Wilson, you know, went to Denver from Seattle to take over quarterback. Then you got Nathaniel Hackett, you know, the former Packers offensive coordinator, hired as head coach, didn't even make it through the season.
Yeah.
Now he's with the Jets. He's able to get revenge, and the Jets with Zach Wilson beat the Broncos, and that was, you know, huge. And then you listen to Sean Payton, and he's talking about, you know, I took a couple of years off after I left the Saints, and there's some of these coverages that are, you know, different that a lot of these teams are using, like the Red 3. And I think that the cover 3 in the red zone, but he sounded like a guy that's been out of the game 10 years or something. There's one comment he had, James, where they were talking to him about, so what do you think about Jordan Love? And instead of giving you a breakdown of Jordan Love, he talked about the start of his career and the days when he was working for the Philadelphia Eagles and cutting up tape, you know, of Brett Favre and the Holmgren offense. And then, you know, how it tracks back to Bill Walsh and, you know, and the 49ers and everything. Like, dude, you know, great commentator. But, I mean, I'm telling you right now, from the things I saw from the Broncos, I wonder if the front office is going to say, "Oh my gosh, he's gone."
Yeah. I'm curious if he's going to be the last one like this, because whether it was when we were kids and there was a couple of guys they did this with, certainly John Gruden famously coming out of the booth after 10 years, him taking a couple of years off. I wonder if we're going to keep rehashing these coaches, or we're going to actually start giving people more opportunities, younger coaches and people assistants, and giving them opportunities instead of just rehashing these guys that you leave this game for a week and you're behind, let alone years.
That's an excellent point that I didn't think of, because as you said that, I'm thinking Dick Vermeil, Joe Gibbs. You know, I mean, Vermeil came back, though, all those years later, and led him to a Super Bowl. Kurt Warner, everything like that. I'll tell you what, I think Sean Payton has walked into more of a rebuild situation than a retool or something like that. And he's got more work ahead of him. And the other thing is, you can walk away from a year or two and get rested up, and then you forget. No, man, you're on the clock 18 hours a day to run one of these football teams.
It's just as intense being in the college game, and it was we're going on almost a year ago now that Coach Fickell was announced would be the new head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Outside of maybe literally like one or two universities in America, everybody wanted this man. Everybody would have taken this man as their head coach. Outside of maybe Alabama and Georgia, they would have taken this guy in a heartbeat. As we sit right now, Badger fans a little worried. What are you seeing when you're watching these games, Mike? And is there, to me, I see a lot of hope. I see a lot of building going on. Are you seeing that? Are you seeing a lot that we can build on as Badger fans and take some hope for next season or even the rest of this season?
Well, whether it's the guys who cover the team or just the way Luke Fickell wanted to sell it or why they hired Luke Fickell out of Cincinnati, but that air raid thing got a little pumped up a little too soon. And they're trying to change a program that's been running the football for 30 years since Barry Alvarez, and they're not ready for it. And then to make matters worse, your quarterback just broke his hand last Saturday against Iowa, and then Tanner Mordecai had to have the surgery the next day. So you got Braden Locke, who's only thrown about 30 balls in college football. He's going to be your starter against Brett Bielema and Jim Leonard. Don't forget, long-time Badger coordinator, NFL player. He's there as an analyst to help out going against this team. And, I don't understand why you've got such a talent like Braylon Allen and haven't had more packages for him throughout this season. He certainly could have, would have helped, I would think, against the Hawkeyes team just to run into it. And they game-planned quite well for that in a low-scoring game. So I think now they're probably going to be forced to use the running game tomorrow more, tomorrow at 2:30, than they have in the past. Locke sounds like a smart kid, and that he can maybe manage that. But probably the best unit that should be on the field tomorrow is the Badgers defense, and I think that's the best chance that they've got. Illinois is at the bottom of their conference in the Big Ten. The Badgers at 4-2, but this is an important win, I think, for Fickell and those guys to see if they can get through this one. Because, last year, that was horrible. Brett Bielema comes back to Madison. And it was shortly thereafter as Paul Chryst was let go.
Yeah, I know. I believe he was fired right after that game. His last game, I think.
Right.
When it comes to that, I know that there's some change with players, especially with the transfer portal, and you have a whole new coaching staff. But I imagine that taste is still in a lot of certainly Badger fans and some of those players' mouths. They want to make this right, if you will, in the Big Ten. I wanted to wrap up with you, Mike, talking a little bit about some news that broke over the last 24 hours. Milwaukee Bucks wrapping up their preseason. And while I'd love to be able to talk Dame and Giannis with you, because I will talk Dame and Giannis with you all year, man. You want to call up every day, I'll talk about it with you. I'm a little more curious about the Terry Stotts situation. Have you heard anything about that, Mike?
No. It was shocking. Like, what? What?
Yeah.
So, I'd forgotten that Terry Stotts actually started out as an assistant for the Bucks back in the 90s. Then he comes back later and becomes the head coach. has his run with the Senator. Then his next job is to go to Portland, becomes the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. And Damian Lillard, who they made the big trade for, that was his star player all those years. So when Adrian Griffin, the new coach, comes to the Bucks this spring, one of the guys he hires to ends up being like his top assistant is Terry Stotts coming back to Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Then they make the trade, and one of the first things that, you know, the Dame says is, you know, I it's great to play with Giannis. I think I'm going to be comfortable in a town like Milwaukee. And, you know, I got Coach Terry with me, who was with me with some of my best years with Portland. After he left, that's when things kind of soured for him.
Mm-hmm.
And staying with the trail. So why is this? Was this guy fired? No, he apparently resigned. Now, I have heard there was an interesting exchange. I think it was before the game on the sidelines in Oklahoma City when they played the Thunder the other night. But there's all indications that that Stotts probably thought they were going to run one kind of an offense, and in Griff, as they call him, Adrian Griffin's like, no, it's not about your guy, Dame. It's about the freak, okay? We're building around him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at that point, Terry just thought, you know what? Let me get off the bus now, and you guys, you know, move on your way. And now, to his credit, Adrian Griffin met with reporters yesterday and said, I did have a meeting with him. There's some things we won't talk about. But when he was asked directly, why then did he say that he wanted to leave? He goes, go ask Terry. So.
Yeah. And it's one of those situations, too, you hope, at least. We don't know any of these details or anything, but it's one of those, sometimes there are no villains, you know? Sometimes it's just people being people. It's just a situation that didn't work out, and hopefully that is it. Always appreciate the time, Mike. I could talk to you all day, sir. We respect and appreciate what you do for us here at WFHR. Yeah, safe travels out there. Enjoy Denver. Hope you can see some of Denver. Hope you can see some of that. Enjoy yourself.
And I plan on taking the escalator or elevator.
Yeah. Nice. Enjoy yourself, Mike. Safe travels. We'll talk next Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. You can cover. We're going to be covering sports here at WFHR, of course. We have Wisconsin hockey on the radio for you tonight at 5:30. Puck drops at about 5:30. Wisconsin taking on Michigan Tech.
All right.
And Saturday, of course, Badger football right here where it belongs on WFHR. 12:30, our pregame kicks off. The Badgers heading to Champaign, take on the Illini, looking to get right in that series. And we wrap up, that'll be that. That'll be it for sports.
That'll be it for this weekend.
I thought we had a second hockey game. Sorry. I just wanted more hockey.
I just realized Michigan Tech and Wisconsin, that's an old WCHA matchup.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yes.
Oh, you just made my dad so happy. Yeah, you're so right about that. We'll come back and we'll touch on a little bit of entertainment news. One more time, big shout out and thank you to Mike Clemens for joining us. Be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If you're looking to get in the spirit of Halloween, look no further than the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids. They have quality goods at affordable prices with items changing daily. Get decked out for the season at the Trading Post, the store you can get lost in.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with highs around 59. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 43. Chance for scattered rain showers again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Oh, no.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed, that's the headless horseman. He's the worst.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. That's not Dean Martin, is it?
That's Bing Crosby.
It is Bing Crosby. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was Dean or Bing.
Yep.
I couldn't place
Very close.
It. I couldn't place it in my headphones. Ah, good voice. Mm-hmm. Classic voice. One of the most classic voices of all time.
It's one of my favorites, yeah.
It's a good one. We're diving into a little bit of Halloween talk in our entertainment news as we dive into both. If you are a member of the Actors Union, which I am, you got to be careful this Halloween.
Uh-oh.
SAG-AFTRA is prohibiting members from dressing up as characters from struck content and posting images on social media. Actually got a press release about this, I would say Tuesday.
Okay.
My SAG account I got. And I thought it was spam at first. I thought it was a joke at first, if I'm being completely honest.
Wow.
So this includes some of the year's hottest costumes like Barbie or Wednesday Addams. The union asked members to, quote, choose costumes inspired by generalized characters and figures, ghosts, zombies, spiders, etc., your traditional characters.
Right, right.
Ryan Reynolds tweeted, I look forward to screaming scab at my 8-year-old all night. She's not in the union, but she needs to learn. God, I love Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know many people are doing life better than Ryan Reynolds.
I'm telling you, man.
Because he will do this, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
He will. How dare you be Deadpool? Yeah. I'm Deadpool. I love this. In all seriousness, this is something being done because the producers forced our hand. Mm-hmm. The producers have put us in this position where I imagine this sounds very silly to most people, and I don't expect it not to, but it matters. They make their bones off of our backs.
Mm-hmm.
No producer has ever made a penny off of their own talent.
No.
None. The only time this happens is when you see and you're watching a TV or a movie show or something and you see executive producer, Ryan Reynolds. Like then, yeah. Because they're the actual actor in the movie and doing this. But you see those things. I bring that up for a reason. There has been a push in the last 20 years of actors wanting a seat at the table, wanting to have a chance to be heard because we are creatives and we are playing these characters. And this is our job. Give us an opportunity to do our job instead of having a producer come in and say, no, I want to see this because this is what audiences want. This is what people want. Okay, what does the art want? What is the character calling for and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Getting a little more control in a seat at the table.
Yep.
And all of this stems back to the strike that is going on where actors are not looking to get hand over fist here. We're not looking to get a bigger return on our investment. We're looking to get paid what we deserve.
Right. Fairness. Yeah.
It's no different than when there is a strike in sports.
Mm-hmm.
And people focus on the players. These athletes making thousands of dollars, how dare they?
Yeah.
And these actors making thousands of dollars, how dare they? Whereas the producers are making millions, millions upon millions. If you really have a problem with the pay scale system, talk to these producers, talk to movie theaters, because that's where the money really is being overspent.
It's always in distribution.
The actors wouldn't be expecting to get paid as much if there wasn't so much money on the table.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than athletes.
Yeah.
Like, look at these owners and the money the owners are making and the money they're making off of this system. Look at football, for God's sake. The money that these owners are making off of football, these athletes deserve to make a chunk of that because they wouldn't have a team without them.
Well, that's just it. Okay. I ask every sports fan out there. I ask every movie fan out there. Have you ever bought a ticket to go to a game?
Mm.
Have you ever bought a ticket to go to a movie to see an owner?
Mm-hmm.
To see the person who produced the movie.
Right. Yeah.
No, you go to see the players. You go to see the actors. That's why they're there. It makes sense to me. They're the ones you're going to see. Why shouldn't they get the lion's share of the reward? That seems logical to me. I don't know.
Well, and here's the thing of it too, Seth, and I agree with you, and I'm not nitpicking what you said there or anything, but we're not even looking for like just making things more par for the. And actually, I'm sorry, I have that wrong. We're not even looking for even. We're looking for something more justified than what there is right now. Whether it is owning our own likenesses or it is just being able to,
it's basic dignity.
Yes.
Is what it is.
Well said.
It's basic dignity.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about here. That's what we're looking for here. And hopefully, I do think that we are closer to the end than the beginning of this.
That's what it's starting to sound like, so.
This is an interesting one right here. Before we get into new music and new on your big screen, Rashad Jennings played 7 seasons in the NFL, and he won season 24 of the Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
It's no slouch.
Yeah.
But apparently not a big Wheel of Fortune guy. Rashad made perhaps the worst attempt at solving a puzzle ever when he competed Wednesday night.
Heard about this.
I'm going to go ahead and play this for the audience. I know it's a visual audio medium and everything, but keep in mind here, with terrible Wheel of Fortune guess. So the answer was driving to Reno with Quentin Tarantino. And the only letter missing was the Q.
Of Quentin, yep.
Of Quentin, yeah, which is a pretty, explaining name.
Yeah.
Here's what went down.
I wish I could help. I really do. But if why you can buy some time by spinning the wheel.
I'm gonna spin it.
Yeah.
Spinning the wheel.
Yep.
Check off. 600.
P.
No.
P. I'm sorry. No. P. He goes P there.
Oh, no.
Pinton?
Puentin?
Puentin?
I don't even know how to pronounce that.
I don't. And he, this is the thing that gets me about it. He says it with such confidence.
It's conviction.
He looks over at P. Like, just, what? Like,
oh, Lordy.
That's not good, man.
No.
That's not good. That
Sorry,
is rough.
Man.
That is rough.
You've done many great things.
I would be sitting around at home just holding on to that that golden ball or whatever they give to people.
The mirror ball.
The mirror ball that went Dancing with the Stars, just to like kind of build my confidence up a little bit or something. I don't know.
Oh, well.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
I hope that he's able to laugh at this.
Yeah.
I would like to hope that I could in those moments. What else could you do?
Exactly. You know, we all do dumb things.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Everybody has had a dumb moment in their life.
Of course.
Some of us, though, and look, I deal with this literally every day. Making a fool of myself on the radio is part of my bit.
That's true.
It's part of my bit, my routine. So I get this to a different level. Not maybe on that level, but to some degree.
Oh, yes.
New music out this week, released today. And these first two artists, it's been a while. So new music today from Blink-182.
Oh, dear.
One More Time, the album is called. This is their 9th album. It's also the return of Tom DeLonge after 7 years. Now, the way they got Tom back in the studio is told him there were UFOs there. So he had to check it out.
Normally, I like to not be so mean on things like that, but... He's got it coming. Tom DeLonge, you're a nutcase. You're a weirdo. You're just crazy.
He's been out there.
Yeah.
But I know there are a lot of Blink-182 fans
out there.
Got to be pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
And then there is this. The Rolling Stones with a new album released today.
Wow.
Hackney Diamonds. This is their 26th album and the first album of original music in 18 years.
Man.
It also is their first album without drummer Charlie Watts, who, of course, passed away a little while ago. It features, they got guests on there, Lady Gaga, Elton John, Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
All on
that's what
that
you
album.
Get when you're the Rolling Stones. You can just pick anyone you
right?
want, basically.
That's pretty cool. And Paul McCartney playing with the Rolling Stones.
That is, I like that.
So I was flipping through stations the other day, and I rarely do this, but I just happened to because I was standing behind it. I was behind a train, and I'm just killing time or whatever. And I'm flipping through, and I go to a station, and I hear a new song, and I'm like, "Oh, this sounds pretty good, man. That sounds like Mick Jagger. That guitar sounds an awful lot like Keith." But and that, the Rolling Stones don't release new. And maybe it's a Stones song I just haven't heard or something
like that.
And sure enough, it's their first single, Angry, from this album.
Wow.
And it kicks. It's good. I liked it. I thought it was good. I was blown away that not only did they got a new album coming out, but they got a new song that I think is pretty good. That is pretty cool to me.
You know, I'm not the biggest Stones fan in the world, but I got to appreciate what they've done over the years. You really do.
Yeah.
That they've been able to stick it out this long, And they're getting older, so they're not going to be releasing an album every 2 years.
This could be it.
This could be the last one. Yeah.
They've already lost Charlie. They've already lost their drummer.
Yep.
So,
Bill Wyman doesn't play with them anymore. So, yeah.
I don't know, and I don't wish. I want these guys to be around for another 100 years, of course.
Right.
Now, not everybody's Keith Richards, though, who actually will be around in 100 years.
Somehow. We'll be alive.
Keith Richards will outlive us all. I put my name on that. Keith Richards will outlive. I don't care who's listening. If you're 5 years old right now, I'm sorry. Keith Richards will outlive you. He'll outlive with
He's
all.
Been mummified and preserved something, in some way. I don't know.
Something. You know, I've smoked your uncle. You know. And then there's this, Cher with Christmas.
What?
Cher's got a new album out.
Oh, my goodness.
Her 27th album.
Wow.
Guests on that include Michael Bublé, Cyndi Lauper, and Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder just guest spotting on everybody's album.
He's not going to do any of his own stuff. No, he's just going to just jump into other people's stuff. That's great. You go, Steve.
You do your thing, Stevie. You do your thing. That's awesome. And Lighthouse from Duff McKagan. That name might sound familiar. Former bassist from Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
He's got Slash and Iggy Pop and Alice in Chains' Jerry Cantrell on that album.
Whoa. Okay.
Some nice spots right there.
Wow. Just invite friends, okay? If you're an old rocker, just get your friends together and have some fun, you know?
Well, you know, I'm almost surprised when I see an album that doesn't have a bunch of other artists on
anymore,
it
nowadays. Yeah.
And what's new in your big screen? Not a lot new on small screen this weekend, so taking a look at what's new on your big screen. Limited release, Butcher's Crossing. This is Fred Hetrich, plays a lead character in this. Nicolas Cage is also in this one as well.
Nicolas Cage sighting.
Say what you will about the man. He has been doing some great work for a while now. Mm-hmm. He kind of came out of like, he's one of those comeback stories where he's come back and it's almost, you can see the appreciation on him. You mm-hmm. can see that he gets it, that he is fortunate to have his career back and he's making good work.
Yep.
He's always been a great actor. You don't win an Oscar for nothing.
No.
It's just, he kind of got, I think, The problem with Nicolas Cage, for him as an actor, he is a player's player, and he needs to be coached. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a good director and you can't haul him in, if you can keep Nicolas Cage at an 8 or a 9, ooh, you're going to get some Leaving Las Vegas kind of work.
Yep.
If you let him get to an 11 or 12, you're going to get some kind of like kiss of death kind of work where he's just over the top for no reason
right,
and everything.
Yeah.
You've got to have a good director, and he'll be one of the first people to admit that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame him for that. He only knows one speed. I can relate to that. But anybody will tell you like that, you need to be directed. You need somebody to pull you in.
It's been very low key too. His return, he's just at smaller projects, but he's doing stuff. Like you said, he's done some really good stuff.
And the big one being released today, the new Martin Scorsese movie. It takes place in the 1920s when a Native American tribe discovered oil and gets rich overnight, but they're manipulated and murdered by the people trying to seize control of it. Killers of the Flower Moon, based on the best-selling novel. Robert De Niro is the bad guy. Leonardo DiCaprio is his nephew. This is Scorsese's 10th time working with De Niro and his 6th time working with DiCaprio.
The band back together, apparently.
Yeah. Lily Gladstone plays a great part in this. Jesse Plemons, who is one of the more up-and-coming young actors.
Yeah.
And really good, really, really good actor. The rest of the star-studded class, John Lithgow, Brendan Fraser, Sturgill Simpson, just a lot of people.
Wow, that's an ensemble.
Yeah.
Nice.
It'll land on Apple TV Plus at a later date, but it is being released in theaters right now.
All right.
I'm going to see it.
It looks good.
Tell you right now.
It does look really good.
We'll take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with some more fun. I'm going to get into the percentage of us to pretend to like a show our significant other likes. We're starting it.
We're getting into it.
Coming up on the Morning Show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A 13-year-old boy taken into custody for the bomb threat made against the Antigo Middle School on October 4th. The Antigo Police Department took action yesterday. The boy will be referred to the Langland County Juvenile Justice System on several charges related to the threat. You'll be able to dispose of your deer carcass at Portage County Solid Waste this year. For the 2023 deer season, they've partnered with the DNR to provide hunters with a safe and free disposal option. They have a dedicated dumpster on site now through January 31st. Portage County Solid Waste is also a CWD testing site. You can place your deer heads in the self-service kiosk located next to the carcass disposal dumpster. The Coats for Kids Drive is going on now. The Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis Club is holding the drive through November 10th. They're collecting gently used coats, snow pants, hats and scarves, gloves and mittens, winter boots, and socks. There are 5 collection spots. The Wood County Sheriff's Department, Key Savings Bank, Lowell Center, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and Members Advantage. If you want to become a sponsor, you can make a monetary donation to help cover the cost of cleaning. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thstreetauto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers hit the road to take on the Fighting Illini. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with highs around 59. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 43. Chance for scattered rain showers again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. We hope you're having a good one out there. Seth and James here with you. A little Devo playing us in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into this, Seth. Let's start some fights. No. We don't want to start any fights. But this is kind of a funny one. And I think that this is one of those ones internally you can be laughing at, possibly.
Yes.
Are there any shows your significant other likes that you pretend to like just to make them happy? A new poll found it's pretty common. 23% of people in relationships say that they've done it before. And here are a few more relationship streaming stats.
Okay.
And please feel free to call up. In fact, yeah. I am demanding that you call up and join this conversation. 715-424-2600. We know you've got feedback on this one. Mm-hmm. We want to hear from you, everybody. 29% of single people wouldn't date someone who doesn't subscribe to at least two streaming services.
Wow.
These,
what?
All right. I guarantee... those are young people that do not realize how hard it is to be single. I guarantee it. They do not realize. Like, I'm not saying you settle as you get older. You start to understand, hey, this idea of perfection doesn't exist.
Not there.
The idea that, oh, hey, you know what? We're getting along. We work really good. We're attracted to each other. But I'm sorry. You don't have enough streaming services. I'm not going to be able to date you. If somebody said that to me, I would be so thankful to them. Like, good. I don't want you.
Yeah, I
just lucked out not dealing with you.
Exactly.
That is insane to me. 29, almost 30% of people.
Wow.
Talking about your favorite show is a good icebreaker on a date. 52% of people think that your current streaming obsession is a good topic if there's an awkward pause. That's cool.
That's not bad.
That's a good, like, you know, I think everybody could use a little bit of extra, like, random talk.
Yeah, you know? Just small talk. Right.
Talk ideas
and
stuff.
Yeah.
You're sitting there and it can get like that.
Now, don't go overboard. Though, don't go into the, yeah, then there was the, with the, yeah, and then he, yeah. No, don't do that. That could be very off-putting.
That's so me. And that I really have had to watch that over the years.
Okay.
In my, it was up to my late 20s that I finally realized, oh, the woman, the girl that I'm sitting here watching the movie with, she doesn't want my director's commentary. She has no interest in what the editor did that was so magnificent at that time, or how the director decided to change the lighting a little bit. I cannot tell you how many girls I have driven mad. Not crazy, mad. Like, they're probably not right after me. Probably not. I'm so sorry. I apologize to every woman I've ever watched a movie with. I really do. I've learned. I don't do it anymore. Well, I hope I don't do it anymore.
You may do it without knowing what you're doing.
I should probably hold back on that.
Just a little bit.
Oh, boy. That's a bad one for me. Have you ever gotten angry at your significant other for watching something without you? Like a show you normally watch together. Almost 25%, 21% of people have on that one.
Wow. Come on. Can't you wait just a little bit? I know it can get annoying, but still.
Like, I get, like, one of my favorite things in the world is to have a new show and to be able to sit back and watch that episode and dissect it. Because this is my field. This is what I love to do. But if I had it, because I don't think I've ever really even done this. I've had shows that I've watched with people, but it's usually their show. So I'm I'm thinking a while back I was dating a girl and she liked Dancing with the Stars. So I saw like a bit, the most I've ever seen of that show was with her.
Right.
But I wasn't about to kind of like, you know, watch it without her. You know, because I didn't have any interest. And most people don't want to watch the shows that I do watch. So I've never run into this one. But I've heard this one be a big deal for couples. Like a lot of my friends that have been in this situation have been in this. I could see that being a big deal.
Yeah.
And finally, if you do watch something without them, no spoilers, 26% would rather give up sweets for a week than hear a spoiler.
Wow.
19% would rather give up coffee, 19% would rather stub their toe really bad, and 10% would rather go a week without their phone.
Wow.
I am a part of those percentages. Of one of those.
Which level are you on? I'm kind of curious about. I know how much you hate spoilers. So.
I'm at a good like 90% on this. Because in part because I think it's just such a childish, lame thing to do to somebody. Like, what does it say about you? Now, I'm not talking about accidental spoilers.
Yeah, that does happen. Yeah.
I've mentioned this before. You know, celebrating a birthday this weekend, the guy that knows me maybe better than I know myself, Chris. Like, he's my oldest friend. He knows this about me, how I am about spoilers, maybe better than most anybody. If you haven't seen The Sixth Sense, I mean, why haven't you? You probably are never going to.
It's 30-some years. You're fine.
But I'm so anti-spoiler that I'm even telling you, if you haven't seen The Sixth Sense, you know, earmuffs right now. We're sitting there talking, and granted, it was like midnight.
Yeah.
But he's so excited that he saw this new movie to tell me about, The Sixth Sense. And I'm like, yeah, man, I heard really good things. I love Bruce Willis, and I'm excited about this new director and everything. And he's like, yeah, I can't believe Bruce was dead the whole time. And I'm just staring at him. What are you doing, man? What did you just do to me? And it doesn't dawn on him right away. He's like, and then he goes in even deeper. Yeah, and the way that they filmed it, I couldn't believe it. Like, that's something I would say. He's never said that in his life. And so I tell him, that, okay, I haven't seen the movie yet, and he apologizes and all that. 20 minutes, not even a half an hour goes by. Just a moment of dead silence. And he was dead the whole time. He says it again. Twice he spoils it for me. I'll never forgive. I'll never get over it. I love him to death. I'd give that man a kidney right now if he needed it. But as I was giving him the kidney, I'd be like, and I'm doing this, and you ruined The Sixth Sense for me.
Never let him forget it. Never.
It's a silly thing. I wholeheartedly admit it's a silly thing. But for some reason, it just bugs me. I think because and not just because I look forward to these, but because I know so much work goes into these movies and these TV shows and everything, that one of the simpler things in life is to be surprised by these things.
Yeah.
So taking that from somebody seems so childish.
Especially if you're doing it deliberately. Yeah.
I got to say, though, if you're in a relationship and you both are dying to watch the new episode of Loki, and one of you can't wait, it's a great opportunity for both parties, one to apologize to the other and to own it, and the other to be forgiving. Like, yeah, I would
that's
think,
a good point.
I would think. I am saying this as somebody who is not in this situation, though. So I'm not coming to this from an angle that I, you know.
Right.
Do you, not to pry, but do you and Beth have any shows like that?
Yeah, we tend to watch, like, the Star Wars shows and the Marvel shows. You know, those are, like, the main ones that we watch together. Maybe going back to some old Star Trek episodes or something like that.
Sure.
But that's about it. And we don't really have a thing where we don't we knew this going into a relationship. Mm. Our entertainment tastes are pretty far apart, you know.
Okay.
So we've never had an issue with, you know, she want to watch something and it's like, okay, you can watch that. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm just not interested. That kind of thing. We're honest about it. We're not, you know, kind of a thing where it's like, no, I'll watch this with you, even though I can't stand watching this kind of thing.
Right.
So no, we have it. We're open enough, you know, that we're not, it doesn't matter.
Gotcha.
You can watch that. It's fine. We'll watch the things we like together and that's it. Yeah.
It feels healthy. Because you're not, it's not as if you guys don't watch anything together. I think one of the fun things about being in a relationship is certainly the friendship. And part of that friendship is being able to kind of talk about the water cooler, talk about a new show that you like or something. I think that's a fun thing.
She cannot stand my favorite all-time show. So if we can work through that, we can work through just about everything.
That's a win. That's a check in the win column right there. We'll keep the conversation going. You guys feel free to call up and join at 424-2600. We'll be back with more morning show here at WFHR.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's gonna be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with highs around 59. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 43. Chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53. Overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR.
Way down in the woods beyond the burned out hollow tree.
It's time to wrap up the show for the week. Seth and I are going to take it to the top of the hour. Got some That Ain't Right stuff. Good stories of the day. We'll get to some local things for you as well. This story right here could be a That Ain't Right story, but not to me.
Oh, okay.
We all have big battles with small battles and small battles. Mm-hmm. And for some people, one of them is having food delivered without onions.
Uh-oh.
Uber Eats just released a new report which includes a list of the most popular special requests when ordering food for delivery, and no onions was by far and away the most common one.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised at that.
I'm surprised, but that's my go-to.
Okay.
Almost every place I order from, that's the big
hold
thing.
Hold the onions.
No onions. No onions. The only place I don't do that is White Castle, where I don't even really taste them. But that's
to be
that's
fair,
it.
You don't really taste anything.
No, you're absolutely right.
I love them. Don't get me wrong. I love White Castle.
I love White Castle, and you are 100% right. If somebody asked me what a White Castle burger tastes like, I
don't know.
Meat?
Or whatever it is they use? I don't know.
Dressing on the side is second, followed by ranch, extra soy sauce, spicy, sauce on the side, no lettuce, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And here are a few other random details from the report. Overall, the most ordered item was French fries. followed by garlic naan and pad thai.
Garlic naan.
Garlic naan, yeah.
I love garlic.
It's good stuff.
So tasty.
I'm a sucker for almost any garlic. Mm. I love garlic.
Delicious. Anyway.
I would make a horrible vampire. Make a horrible.
They don't have any Indian restaurants right here. I can't go get my garlic naan. Sorry.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I hadn't thought of that. Mm. I got to think that would do really well in this area.
You'd think.
Indian food. I think it would do really well. The most unexpected food combos are steak with jelly. What the? How dare you do that to steak? You leave steak alone. Cottage cheese with mustard.
What?
Durr.
Cottage cheese with mustard?
Mm.
I'd like both separate. I'm not going to put them together, though.
I should not be doing this list. I am really bad at combining foods.
This gag reflex. Yeah. Just,
condensed milk with avocado. What?
Why?
Who hates their taste buds? Why are you doing this to your poor taste buds?
Oh, why?
Butter and pickled onions.
But...
Now, I'm guessing that now I'm starting to think these are just a bunch of teenagers just pranking people right now. Yeah.
Now, to be fair, you can cook a lot of stuff in butter, you know.
Yeah,
so,
true. Would,
you know, I can see that one better than some of the other ones.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting, though. this is only going to get, bigger. We're only doing this more and more, ordering food.
Yep. Oh, 100%, man.
Now, they're seeing a dip in other delivery things. But food has stayed pretty steady.
Yeah.
It's not
surprising.
We're going to the store more to get our toilet paper, to get our toiletries and those things, but not as much with food. Food has stayed pretty packed from the pandemic of where we're at with that. We like to have our food delivered to us.
And to be fair, I mean, before the pandemic, we still like to have our food, even when there were no apps, there's no, DoorDash, anything like that. We still like to call up, get your pizza, get your Chinese food delivered, that kind of stuff.
So. How many pizzas have been sold just because you didn't want to leave the house? You know,
ask yourself that, everyone out there.
Yes.
You know you've done it.
Absolutely. our feature That Ain't Right story here is a doozy. There's a place called Watertown in New York. Maybe you've heard of it before.
I've been there.
Mm. Oh, have you?
Yes, I have.
Interesting. Well, Watertown is in the news because it's suffered a water main break yesterday morning, which left the town without water.
Oh, the irony.
Yes, it's palpable. as well as other towns around Watertown, they rely on water. Around 25,000 people are affected. That's no joke. There's nothing funny about that. Crews worked nonstop to repair the water main, and it was successful. But late last night, the mayor said that it could be a week until they're able to restore drinking water. Melissa just walking by and giving us
Making faces.
She got me. First, the system needs to be repasteurized, and there's a chance that that could cause additional breaks. And even then, residents will be asked to boil their water for 2 to 3 days before water is being tested.
That ain't right.
It kind of sounds like a skit. In the news today, Watertown has no more water.
Right.
For the rest of the week, we will be called Just Town.
Just Town.
or no water town, or I don't know.
And to be to take this in a serious route, which is what you usually do.
I
got to take a page out of your book, dude. Infrastructure in this country, sad state of affairs,
really.
And we need to start working on this before we have more water towns like this. One more thing, I just got to throw this in there. The water town from New York is the reason that we have a water town in Wisconsin. Because there was a large group of people that moved from upstate New York to Wisconsin, and there's a whole bunch of towns in upstate New York that are also the same names down here in Wisconsin, because it was the same group of people that moved.
That just blew my mind.
It's
crazy.
Really? Unless you were from Wisconsin or the vice versa, and you're like, wow, how come all these towns are named the same in eastern Wisconsin and in upstate New York? That's why. The same group of people.
I feel kind of bad. I got a friend of mine who over in Brooklyn who I've talked to for years, and she's asked me this question she asked me once, and this was years and years and years ago,
right.
Did I notice this? And I just thought it was, a thing.
Yep.
Watertown seems like a pretty normal name for a town.
Right, like a standard
name,
yeah.
That is fascinating.
Yes.
Wow, that is really interesting.
That's cool.
Hmm. I feel bad for them. I need a palate cleanser. Let's take a look at our day today, looking ahead of their schedule. We've got some great stuff lined up for you today and this weekend. Join us today from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. In part one, we're going to talk to Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston.
All right.
Looking forward to the open and transparent conversation that him and I always have. Always a good time talking with him. And especially, they just wrapped up the legislative breakfast.
Yeah.
I want to talk with him about that. Plenty more to get into with Senator Teston. And looking forward to that. That'll be at 3 today. And then at 3:30, we wrap up Midday Magazine for the week, and we wrap up our series of Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen competition contestants.
Nice.
We have Caitlin, Ava, Reese, and Kylie joining us today.
All right.
It's going to be fun and a fun way to wrap up the week. These young ladies blow me away. They're amazing.
Such an interesting conversation with them. That's great.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. Also, of course, as you heard us talking with Mike Clemens earlier, and a shout out to Mike for joining us. Thank you, Mike. A little bit later today at 5:30, the puck drops for Wisconsin men's hockey taking on Michigan Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, Badger football on our radio dial. Our pregame kicks off at 12:30. Your Badgers taking on the Fighting Illini in Champaign. Should be a good one. We'll be talking about it on Playmakers on Monday. Be sure to join Seth and I from 3 to 4 on Monday's Playmakers. And join us all weekend long for some great content. Things kick off Saturdays at 6 with Outdoors with Dan Small, hosted by Wisconsin outdoorsman Dan Small.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you got the Sunshine Polka Show with our great friend Tim Hubbelt, the polka guy.
Ready to go. Loaded and ready to go.
Arguably the greatest show in the universe.
I don't know if there's an arguing about it, James. I think it may just be.
Be sure to check that show out. And a big thank you to Tim for always putting in the great work on that one. Terry Talks Nutrition is at 8 a.m. right here at WFHR, hosted by the legend Terry Lemerin.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to us by our great friends at Family Natural Foods.
Correct.
They're opening their door. They just opened their doors a little while ago. We say a good morning to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, join us for Over the Back Fence, 11 to noon.
Yes, that's right. Oh, my gosh. It's been a couple of weeks. I got to get my Over the Back Fence thing going here. Make sure.
Get your voice
call. 424-2600. 424-20. There we go.
He's got it. Yeah. Join Seth every Saturday from 11 to noon for Over the Back Fence and appreciate the work that you guys do with Seth on that show and work you do on that show, man. The Sunshine Polka Show replays for you on Sundays at 1. Check that out if you missed it on Saturday.
Yep.
And a couple of great shows to wrap up your weekend. Join us from 6 to 8 for Seth Faces the Music, hosted by me. No, it's hosted by Seth. Of course, it's hosted by Seth.
That would be weird, but you know,
it would be weird. That would be weird. That'd also be something we would do. Seth, what is your theme this week?
We're going to take a look at songs about the states.
Ooh,
about the various states. Now, obviously, I couldn't do all 50 states because I don't have enough time to do all 50 states. But I got about, 25 or 26 in there.
Oh, I like
that. So tune in and find out which songs about which states I'm going to be playing. It'll be fun.
That's a fun idea. Yeah. I like that. Be sure to join Seth every Sunday from 6 to 8 for that. Seth Faces the Music. And afterwards, 8 to 9, we have Director's Cut. The show Seth and I tag team together to focus on our local entertainment. Mm-hmm. This week, we have Beth Habhager joining us.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Beth and I and the three of us got together, wrap up things about the book sale, let people know about the Winter Farmers Market, the wonderful show from CWAC that is right around the corner.
Yep. Crazy for you.
Yeah. We talked about all of that, and we wrapped up talking biggest Disney characters.
Oh, that was fun.
That was a lot of fun. We had a great time. Shout out to Beth for joining us. Thank you for that, Beth.
Mm-hmm.
We are got some great guests coming up in the next couple of weeks. Next week, Thursday, be sure to join us on the morning show on WIRI from 7 to 8.
Yep.
Winner of this year's Hoosels Rise to Music and one of our fan favorites around here, Kyler Cusio, going to spend the whole hour with us.
Yes.
Next Thursday on WIRI, we're going to have a open concert for you guys to take in.
She is amazing.
And then to let you guys look behind the curtain a little bit, Kyler was nice enough. She's going to stick around in town here because she lives a couple hours away.
Yeah.
And after that, record an episode of Director's Cut with Seth and I.
Yeah.
So next Sunday, you'll be able to
hear
check
more
that
of
out.
Her. Yeah, that's great.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Great weekend line up for you, everybody. Keep it right here at WFHR. We've got some local good stories we want to touch on, Seth. I want to remind everybody about a great event going on today. We'll get to that one in a second.
All right.
Our friends at the ODC are hosting a haunted house over at 1191 Huntington Avenue. This is going on today from 6 to 9:30, and then tomorrow from 6 to 9:30. Free admission, free donations accepted. They'll have trippy treats and a food truck down there. It's all inclusive, wheelchair accessible, family fun, spooktacular haunted house with the ODC at 1191 Huntington Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
We will be checking that out this weekend. I'm going to just tell everyone that.
Yeah.
And what you should check out this week, coming tomorrow, of course, is the annual Spirit Walk at the Historic Point Boss. Enjoy an evening of haunted history, storytelling, and guided tour. Starts at 6, goes till about 8 o'clock this Saturday and next Saturday, the 28th. It's a lantern-lit walk through the Historic Point Boss. Learn from the individual citizens of Point Boss as they emerge from the darkness to tell you about themselves in our version of haunted history. This is fun for the entire family. There's no scaring going on here. It's just lots of historical knowledge.
Yeah.
Adults are $5. Students are $2. That's all it costs to get into this fun, fun annual event that they do there.
Support history. Keep history alive over there with our friends at the Historic
Local
Point
history.
Boss.
Yeah.
Our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties have their Day of Caring tomorrow. You can still sign up and volunteer for that if you can. Otherwise, certainly when you're bopping around town tomorrow, wave hi to people that are in these lawns. And a shout out to our friends at the United Way. Find out more at uwswac.org. And our great friend Chuck Gennaro, our GM around here, sent this over to us. Help support the food drive for UWSP students. Rising food prices and inflation have made it more difficult for UWSP students to afford necessities to help these students. The men's basketball program organized a food drive on October 26th, the day of both the women's and men's Purple Gold game. Get to this game and bring a non-perishable food item to be donated and help them out. We greatly appreciate everybody doing that.
Yes, indeed.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Seth, you have a good one.
You have a good weekend yourself.
And you be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you soon.